نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث صدقة جارية أو ولد صالح يدعو له أو علم ينتفع به أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா த்ரூ ஹிஸ் கைண்ட்னஸ் கிராண்டட் அஸ் டுடே தி ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி டு பார்ட்டிசிபேட் இன் திஸ் கேதரிங் at the Al-Hidayah Institute, which is connected to Ilm of Nubuwwah, which is connected to Ilm of Deen, which is connected to Ilm of the Quran, Ilm of the Ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This gathering is connected to a madrasa wherein young children are coming daily in the evening, Monday to Friday, learning Quran, learning fiqh, masail, shari'i injunctions, learning to differentiate between good and bad, learning to differentiate between truth and falsehood, learning to understand good and its benefits and the importance of carrying out good. They are learning to understand evil, bad, its harms, and the importance of staying away from them. This is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, all of us here, to gather together in a gathering which is connected to ilm, because ilm is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilm is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of ilm are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who learn and those who teach, the students are also very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is he who learns the Qur'an and teaches the Qur'an. So ilm is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hence anything connected to ilm is also very beloved to Allah. The students of Darul Ulooms and the students of part-time madaris, the older students who study the tafsir and the ahadith, and the young students who learn alphabets, and who learn the basic masail of deen, they are all beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The madaris, darul ulooms, and part-time madaris, all centers of ilm are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who teach are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who assist in making madaris successful, they are also beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once again, I am saying that only through the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were fortunate today to participate in this very, very auspicious gathering. Let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Who knows, this deed of ours may become a means of our forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith I was fortunate to recite is a very famous hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ, when the son of Adam passes away, when a human passes away, in qata amaluhu, his amal stops. For as long as we are alive, we are able to carry out good deeds to prepare for the life hereafter. We are able to perform 5 times salat, we are able to recite the Quran, we are able to give zakah, we are able to perform hajj, we are able to perform umrah, we are able to help people, the poor, the destitute. We are able to do so many things to prepare for the life hereafter. A'mal salihah, good deeds. We are able to carry out a'mal. We are able to carry out good deeds to prepare for the life hereafter. But as soon as we die, we are not able to perform any a'mal, neither bad nor good. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is saying that those people who desire to prepare for the life hereafter, who desire to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who desire to acquire the blissful bounties in Jannah, they need to strive before they pass away. Because once you pass away, your amal are finished. Once you pass away, you cannot say Subhanallah, you cannot say Alhamdulillah, you cannot say Allahu Akbar. And even if you were to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah in the grave, you will not be rewarded for it. In the hereafter, every non-believer becomes a believer, because he sees everything. But after a person passes away, at the time of death, a non-believer will say, رَبِّ رِجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Every disbeliever will say that, oh Allah, return me back into the world so that I may be able to carry out good deeds and prepare for this life that I am observing now. Now I believe in everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, كَلَّا, never, you cannot return now, there is no return. On the day of Qiyamah, people will say, رَبَّنَا بَسَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. Oh our Rabb, we have seen everything, we have heard everything, we believe in the life hereafter, now return us back into the world so that we may believe in you, we may believe in everything that you have sent to us, and we may carry out good amal and secure Jannah. But no, it is too late. It is too late. So whatever we desire to do for the hereafter, we will have to do as long as we are alive. After we die, we will not be able to do anything for ourselves. In the grave, if we were given the opportunity and we perform salat, we may perform salat, but there is no reward. If we say Subhanallah, Subhanallah a million times, no reward. If you say million times Alhamdulillah, 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 no reward. And now if you say Alhamdulillah once, after we die and go into the grave, in the grave if you say Alhamdulillah, 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 a million times, a billion times, a trillion times, no reward. But if you say Alhamdulillah now once, once only, it will fill the whole pan of the scale. So when you have a scale, you have one pan on this side and you have another pan on the other side, the pan of the scale. So in one pan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh, will put the good deeds. In the other pan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the evil deeds. And how big is the pan of the scale? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, يُذَعُ الْمِزَانِ وَلَهُ كِفَّتَانِ لَوُّذِيَتْ فِي أَحْدَاهُمَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ لَوَسِعَتْهُنَّ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one pan of that scale will be so large that if the seven heavens and the earth and everything it contains was to be put in one pan, there would still remain space in that pan. So a million, billion, trillion times Alhamdulillah after we pass away, no reward. If you say Alhamdulillah now, just once, it will fill the whole pan. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So friends, let us make one resolution today. That inshallah we will try our utmost to perform 5 times Salat regularly. And when we perform our 5 times Salat regularly, then our children who are above the age of 7, with love, with affection, let us try to bring them to the masjid also. If for any reason we are performing salat at home, let us encourage them to perform salat with us also, with hikmah, with wisdom, with love, with affection. So let us make a resolution that inshallah we will try our utmost to perform 5 times salat regularly, and after every salat we will read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. And in this majlis, let us all say once Subhanallah, once Alhamdulillah, and once Allahu Akbar. It seems very insignificant to me and you. What did we do? We said Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But how significant this is, we will know on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will reward us. So when a person passes away, he cannot do anything for himself. Yes, other people, if they remember him, they make dua for him. Then as a result of that dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him mercy. If other people carry out good deeds, optional good deeds, and send its sawab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy as a result of that sawab. The principal of this madrasa al-hidayah, Manana Marhum Adam Sahib, for himself he cannot do anything. If he was to perform salat in qabr, in his grave, he will not acquire any reward. He cannot pray for himself. If he prays for himself, that, oh Allah, forgive my sins, oh Allah, elevate my status, his prayer will not be answered. But if we pray for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate his status. And we should pray for him. Because we were close to him, he was close to us. We are indebted to him for what he has done for us and for our children and for our community. If he was to recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah for himself, no benefit. But if we say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and say to Allah, whatever I have recited, pass on its sawab to Maulana Adam Sahib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him immensely. And Allah will not decrease our reward. Allah will reward us equally also. Allah will reward us equally. If you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we have been rewarded. And if you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and if you say, oh Allah send its reward to Mulana Adam Sahib or any other deceased, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, other pious personalities, then Allah will grant them its reward and Allah will not decrease our reward. And if we were to pass on the reward to the whole Ummah, Allah will grant the whole Ummah same reward without our reward being decreased. So after passing away, a person cannot do anything for himself because his amal, are closed. Now he cannot carry out those amal which will become rewarding. There are, the only way he can benefit is other people remember him, other people make dua for him, other people may recite the Quran and pass on its reward, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pass on its reward, perform hajj, pass on its reward, perform umrah, pass on its reward, perform thurakat nafl, pass on its reward. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned three other things as a result of which a person can benefit himself. This is other people benefiting him. But a person can benefit himself even after passing away. Number one, sadaqatun jariyatun. Sadaqah jariyah. A person has spent in a cause, from which people will continue to benefit even after he has passed away. For example, those of us who have donated towards this property, wherein the activities of Al-Hidayah Foundation are taking place, then we have invested in a cause which will continue even after we pass away. So whatever money we have invested here, we will continue to acquire its reward even after we pass away. So in the construction of masajid, in the purchase of madaris, digging wells, building homes for poor people, publishing Quran, publishing literature, donating Quran to the masjid, for as long as that item remains and it becomes a source of benefit for the ummah, we will continue to acquire reward from it. This is number one, sadaqah jariyah. That sadaqah which continues. One is sadaqah which does not continue. For example, you buy somebody a lunch or a supper, a poor person, you buy that person a lunch. That sadaqah does not continue. He has eaten that sadaqah, you have been rewarded, finished. But another sadaqah is you invest in something that will continue. For example, a madrasa, a masjid. You buy a book and donate it to a madrasa, donate it to a library. Sadaqah jariyah. That sadaqah which continues. This is number one. That will benefit a person after he passes away. Number two, waladun salihun yad'u lahu. Pious child who will pray for him after he passes away. So if you leave behind a pious child, again, whatever good that pious child carries out as a result, Allah will reward you. And the ulama who are sitting in this gathering understand yad'u lahu. Yad'u lahu is ittifaqi, not ihtirazi. This is a technical issue. So waladun salihun, if a parent leaves behind a child who is pious, and let's assume that the child never remembers the father, never remembers the mother. It's not necessary that the child remembers the father or remembers the mother, but the father has nurtured the child in such a way that it remains pious until it breathes its last. So it is always doing good and staying away from evil. It's a pious child. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pious child that prays for the parent. Why did he say that? Because if the child is pious, it is not possible that it will not pray for the parents. But let us assume that a father or a mother leaves behind a child who is pious but does not remember them. So let's say that somebody passes away in 1980 and he leaves behind a child who lives for 50 years
And for 50 years that child is pious, it does good, it stays away from evil, but never remembers the father, never prays for the father, never prays for the mother. Even then, for all the good that this child will carry out for 50 years, the parents will be rewarded. So friends, this is a, let us try to invest as much money as possible in causes which will continue to run even after our death. And number two, let us exert effort on our children, but again with love, with affection, with wisdom, and let us nurture them in a way that they will remain pious, they will do good, they will stay away from bad. And that is where madrasa comes in, that is where ulama comes in. We should sit in the company of the ulama also. After leaving the maktab, leaving the madrasa, we should remain associated with the ulama. And let us exert effort and make sure our children always attend the maktab, madrasa, without any valid reason. They should not stay absent from the madrasa. And they should come at its appointed time, and they should leave only at its appointed time. And let us sit down with them at home as well, and let us nurture them, let us strive towards bringing ilm into their lives and amal into their lives, so after we pass away, they become assets for us. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. And third thing, أَوْ إِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. The person who passes away, he has left behind ilm through which other people benefit. So he was an alim and he taught somebody ilm. And now that person is teaching other people. So whatever this second person will do, this first person will be rewarded for it. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala compiled his Bukhari approximately 1200 years ago. And during this time, Bukhari Sharif has been taught from generation to generation, generation to generation, generation to generation. And the number of people that have benefited, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi will acquire reward for everything. Imam Bukhari will acquire reward for everything. So any ilm, you have, not only the ulama, the non-ulama also teach. The mothers teach their children how to say Allahu Akbar, how to say Alhamdulillah in their infancy. So mother has taught the child Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. For as long as this child will recite Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, the mother will benefit in her grave. Similarly, those of us who feel that I am not an alim, so I cannot pass on ilm as much as ulama will be able to do. We can buy good books and pass it on to people. Good literature and pass it on to people. This is also passing on ilm. So any ilm that we pass on to people, through which people derive benefit, even after we pass away, we will be rewarded in the hereafter. So my friends, I am concluding now. Our own amal will only help us. From our amal, only those amal will be able to help us that we have carried out before passing away. And then if people pray for us, if people send sadaqah for us, then we will be able to benefit. Yes, if we do three things, if we leave behind sadaqah jariyah, if we leave behind ilm as a result of which, through which other people benefit, or if we invest in causes which will benefit the people after we pass away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit us through that until the day of qiyamah inshallah. Our Manana Adam Sahib has left this as his sadaqah jariya. He has left this as his sadaqah jariya. And he has taught many people here for the past so many years. So he has passed on ilm as well, through which other people are benefiting. And he has left behind young children. We make dua that they also become saleh. So he will have three things benefiting him in the grave, inshallah. And let us also try to do the same. And I urge all of you, all parents who are sitting here, try to assist this madrasa as much as possible.
because we have benefited from this madrasa. Our children have benefited from this madrasa. Not only for as long as your children are studying here, even after, we are indebted to this madrasa. This madrasa is ours. And this madrasa is in debt at the moment. So let us all take it upon ourselves that we will try to donate as much as we can from our pockets also, and we will try to encourage other brothers also, so that it becomes a more sadaqah jariyah for us, sadaqah jariyah for those people who have not yet participated, and this madrasa is relieved from this loan as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of our marhum Maulana Adam Sahib in Jannat in Firdaus. May Allah grant him the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqin, the Shuhada and the Salihin. May Allah look after his family, especially his children, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include them from amongst the ulama'i rabbaniyin, from the khuddam of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the opportunity to serve this institute which their father has left behind. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the children who are studying here, who will continue to study here, ilm and the tawfiq to do amal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the ilm, the amal, the khulus of all the teachers who are teaching here. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this institute a means of ilm and guidance spreading, not only in Walsall, not only in Midlands, not only in the UK, but throughout the world, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.